Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Breakfast with Gary Lyon and Tim Watson. A sports news update for Club Tokemwong, Australia's premier Murray River golfing destination, with two top 40 golf courses. Talk to the golf package team today.
Oh, I want to become a Tassie Devils $10 original foundation member, but I can't find out it. Check in. G'day, Phil Marshall.
What do you mean? I've got it here in front of me. $10 founding membership. You get a special card, you get a couple of stickers, and
I don't care what I get. I want to know how I do it.
Well, you go to their website.
What
you
is
just
it?
Try membership.tasmaniafc.com. Where you been?
Well, I put Tassie Devils in and something else come up. Membership.
Dot.
Tim, you haven't got your card. You can't do it.
I've found it.
Go on, membership.
You keep talking.
Yeah,
membership.tasmaniafc.com. And it says here, one of the other things you get is, most importantly, as a founding member, your name will be represented in our training and admin home forever. We're not exactly sure how we'll do it yet, but we can guarantee you your name will be there
here it is.
Forever.
Now we're right.
You got it? How good's the website, by the way?
Oh, don't you start. You've been potting them all morning.
You have been. Are you going to apologise for that?
You've been potting this.
You apologise for that. You've been unnecessarily mischievous.
I said the traditional Tasmanian state jumper is a magnificent home ground jumper.
And what are you talking about?
I'm not saying it's an old man's pajama. I heard you call it a pair of pajamas.
What I'm saying is,
did you call it a pair of pajamas?
Don't change the map. It's iconic. It's got chock full of romance, heritage.
So you're talking to a Tasmanian here.
And
I take it personally.
I've married into Tasmania, Gary.
I know.
It's in cupboards down there. There's great nostalgia. All I'm saying is, does it need a modern liquor paint?
It will. It'll be.
Oh, well, okay. Well, then we agree. That's all I said.
You've called it old man's pajamas.
They can't run
that
out.
That is disrespectful.
They can't run out in that in round one, 2028.
Of course they can run out in that.
Needs a modern liquor paint.
What do you mean?
Sure. This might shock you, Gary, but design techniques and it's come a fair way.
What part of it don't you like?
No, I think graphically it can be brought into the modern day.
The map of Tasmania with the T in the middle of it.
Of course it can be brought up.
Which is tradition, which is linking them to the past.
Gary.
You've called that a pair of old man's
pajamas.
Some
of the most famous VFL clubs from yesterday have changed their logo.
Grow up.
Have changed their logo over time. So it just happens.
Righto. Well, I'm about to become a founding member. So
has Pete still
It's going to be. They can't back out now.
No. Pete's still got a jumper at home? Has he still
got
one?
I've got it at home, yeah.
Describe that then.
It's a woolly, itchy one.
Right.
But it's a really deep bottle green, and it's got the beautiful sort of gold map of Tasmania and then the big burgundy tea right in the middle of it.
Right. And that's the one you would like to see them running
out in. That's the one they will be running out in.
Phil Marshall described
it as a pair of pajamas.
You said there's going to be a modern style one for an away
spread,
though.
Yeah, I think when they travel, there'll be the upmarket, upbeat
the one that
travelling
the one that Fieldy wants.
You're in a mood today, aren't you?
What?
You are in a mood.
Come on, what do you got for us?
Hey, the AFL are going to take a significant step in their introduction of ball chip technology this weekend. In fact, this Friday, they're going to use it in one VFL game and one VFLW game. It is round one in the second tier competition this weekend.
Right.
So 4:05 out at RSCA Park, Sandringham's hosting Collingwood in the men's. Mm. And then after that, St Kilda are playing Collingwood in the women's. So this is the first time a game will be played at VFL level with a chip inside it. Now, this is primarily to see see how the ball behaves. It's not going to be implemented in any way beyond the four walls of AFL House. They're simply going to observe how the ball travels, how it behaves, how it.
Won't be hooked up to the broadcast.
It's not going to be hooked up to the broadcast. Right. The average fan won't know any difference. Hopefully, the players won't know any different either.
Right.
This is just another step in the direction of getting.
I like it.
Obviously, there'll be statistical data that comes with the chip as well. But I think what a lot of us care about is what it might do for score reviewing and whether the ball actually does cross the boundary line, the goal line, hits the post and such. So
will it impact the integrity of the ball?
That's what they want to check.
Are you in the camp? It seems to me that anybody talking about this is saying that all our problems are going to be solved once we get this chip inside the ball.
No,
we're never
going
to have to worry about a decision ever again.
Do you not subscribe to that?
Well, I'm waiting to see how it all unfolds.
If Columbus hadn't taken off, nothing would have. If Columbus hadn't taken off, nothing would have happened.
What?
If you hadn't set sail, nothing would have happened.
Right. Yes,
you've got to set sail.
That's right.
You miss 100% of the shots you don't take, Wisp.
It's also true to say that the Nile starts with a drip.
I don't know what that means, but go on, keep going.
What does that mean?
Well, it starts with a drip.
Okay.
It turns into a big river, but it starts with a drip.
So this is a drip. This is an AFL drip, isn't it?
That's right. That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Okay. I'm with you now. Sorry, it just took me a while to catch up.
What happened with Justin Lepich? There was a bit of a brouhaha about the fact that he wanted to operate.
The Collingwood are pushing ahead with this, with the plans to set up a private coach's, I don't know what you want to call it, a booth perhaps on match days to better analyse the game. So Justin Lepich, and this fits in with his portfolio, he's the head of strategy and innovation. Now this is innovation. And list management, obviously, down at Collingwood, he's devised a plan to study Collingwood games from a quiet space, separate to the traditional coach's box and separate to the interchange bench. Now the room, I'm told, would be equipped with hardware that provides, you know, more statistical vision, a greater array of information. It would be removed from the noise and the emotion of the box and the bench. But under the plan, he would also be able to communicate with colleagues in those positions throughout the game. So Collingwood's yet to properly trial the new setup, but it's poised to do at some stage in the near future to ensure that it all works smoothly. Of course, I'm told the AFL are comfortable with the proposal.
Right. So they didn't do it on the weekend because they hadn't quite got tick off on exactly what they wanted to do.
Haven't got their ducks in a row yet in terms of how it's all exactly going to work.
No problem here from my seat. What
Gary, which club do you think will be the first club that implements an AI coach? This is where this is all headed.
You just think you're coached by osmosis.
Well, yeah, exactly.
I like this though. This is pushing the boundaries. You know,
I'm not afraid to push the boundaries.
No,
but you know what happens in AFL, and that is it becomes an arms race. No matter what we do, it'll be that. Oh, hang on, Colin.
Oh, yeah.
Colin got this new shiny toy over there. Now we have to go to our football club and we've got to ask them for the money so that we can do something very similar.
Have you got any more information on the old man pyjama team that you called them?
Old man pyjama team?
That you called them?
The tribunal will sit tonight to hear Hawthorn's defensive skipper, James Sicily, who's challenging that one-match ban for kicking Andrew McGrath. So I don't think there's any doubt it was intentional. It was also to the body. The impact is what Hawthorn are going to argue. The fact that it's been classified as medium is what triggers the one-week ban. If it was to be low, which some people are happy to argue, then it would only be a fine. I mean, they went after him, didn't they? They went after him tactically with Guelphy and collectively to get under his skin. So the Hawthorn captain has been better in this space of late, hasn't he, Gary? But did he regress on the weekend? And now that he has regressed, is there another target on his back?
Oh, he'll have to deal with that. That's until in such time as it becomes a non-event, he will deal with it. Any kick, low impact, medium impact or high impact, is worthy of a suspension.
Well, not according to the table of offence.
No, in the Wisp and Eyes of Oz.
Right. Yeah. The question has often been there with him.
Just below a nurry bite, he said it was.
That's
or above
right.
A nurry bite.
Above. Below. Above.
No. Because we had the grab first.
Right.
And then the bite. The bite is far more serious than the grab.
Yeah,
so
I agree with
that. That goes to number one.
Yep. That question has often been asked with him, hasn't it? Like, can you have a person, Tim, who's perhaps instinctively, and volatile is a strong word, but combustible in nature as a skipper?
Oh, what about Toby Green?
But he's clearly been reformed in that space, we think.
But the question is, can you have that?
Yeah.
That person, you can put that person in,
but
then they've got to be able to modify their behaviours.
Yep. Very good example.
Good example. Been pretty good though, hasn't he? I reckon, Sicily. Lately.
Yeah, he has of late. Yeah, absolutely. This was a step back that we hadn't seen for quite some time. But obviously a superstar player, and that's why tactically they went to quell him. James Harms last night accepted a 1-week ban for that headbutt on his former teammate. Now good mates too, Stephen May. They laughed it off at the final siren, but they had a bit of a running feud there for a period of time. And like Malcolm Roses, you'd think the Dogs will accept this. Not much wiggle room when it comes to headbutting. Laura Kane said the umpires just simply missed Errol Gordon's kick hitting the Skycam back on Friday night. The rules have been written in over summer to cater for this. So they jinxed themselves that this should be a stoppage ball up in many ways. The umps just didn't see it. They gave a thumbs up to Grian Myers throwing Rowan Marshall's boot, which was interesting.
I listened to the explanation about this. Yeah.
We've seen fines, we've seen free kicks, we've seen 50-metre penalties in this space as well, but the AFL deemed that Grian Myers wasn't throwing the boot away to make life tough for Rowan Marshall or be mischievous in any way, simply for safety reasons.
That's right.
You want the audio on that?
Should we listen to Laura Kane?
It got in the way.
I did. It was officiated well. I think the difference in this case is that the player who owned the boot, which sounds a little bit funny to say, threw it away first, and it seemed to us upon review that Myers was just trying to get it out of the way. So maybe we could have done it a little bit differently or not thrown it as dramatically, but it's okay. There's nothing for follow-up.
Hey, just on another point too, apropos to nothing we're talking about at the moment, but the Jake Lever one where he actually got cramp and the umpire sort of held up play for a little while he cleared the space. Now, we shouldn't be doing that, should we, for the simple displeasure of somebody having cramp?
100% we shouldn't.
Well, exactly. This is an endurance game.
That's not a safety issue because he's got a cramp in his calf.
Well, I'm glad we agree on this.
Tim Zhu's been left at the altar again in Vegas. Can you believe it? Well, his second chance at a debut over there in Sin City thrown into turmoil again. This time, the man he was supposed to fight, the American Keith Thurman, has suffered an injury, a biceps injury while training. They were set to go out at March 31, and our man was putting his WBO junior middleweight belt on the line for it as well. So again, he's been left at the altar. Now, there are some reports out of the US, I'm not sure if this has been confirmed, that he will now fight a man by the name of Sebastian Fundora on the same date instead, but it's unclear. It's unclear yet whether that fight will be for Tim Zhu's belt or not. I've got no idea what happens there.
Fundora. Phil, to give me that membership again, because I've got a lot of people texting me that want to know and become a foundation member.
Geez, a good looking website. We are the team, it says on there too. Become a founding member. So the website is membership.tasmaniafc.com, and it will cost you $10.
I'm on it. I'm just about to do it. There's a pick. Help me out with this, though. It's $10, and then you pick an option. Option one is the devil sticker. Option two is the foundation sticker.
You get three sticker
option
choices.
Option three is the devil head sticker, or option four, all stickers.
All stickers.
Why wouldn't you just go for the option four?
So you don't have to pay extra for the option four?
It's like the hot, hard and soft targos.
Just a little hero for the...
Hang on, go. Just give me that again.
Option one, you can get the devil sticker.
Right.
You go, oh, yeah, maybe. No, I might go the foundation. Oh, that's a tough one. Option three, what about the devil here? Oh, no, which one will I go? Oh, yeah. Option four, all stickers.
Have you signed...
I'm just about to.
...us up yet or not?
Membership.tasmaniafc.com, now, the 10-bucker.
I know you had someone text in earlier. I think officially via their Twitter account last night, they already had north of 40,000. But someone's saying 60,000
and growing.
So by $10, how much is that, Gary?
That's 600. Whispers.
Straight into the coffers.
Right in the back pocket.